6 minutes into the 9 o'clock hour on this Thursday morning. Thanks again for joining us here on Lightning 100. Jason and Adam with you here in the Lightning 100 studio, joined by a very special guest. We've got the one, the only Eddie George in studio. Welcome, man.
Man, it's a blessing to be here, guys.
It's
glad
great
to see
have
you this
you
morning.
Yes. Man, we're happy to have you here. I don't know if folks could hear it, but I'm enjoying the sound of you hustling at cards right now, Eddie George. And performing in Top Dog Underdog. This is a performance. Uh-huh. This is part of the Nashville Rep, going to be out at TPAC.
Yes.
And you are in previews tonight, aren't you, Eddie?
Mm-hmm. Previews tonight.
So yep. It's a big day right now. Is this like game prep for you or no?
All week. The last 2-3 weeks has been like game prep.
Yes. Yeah.
This is another part of the process. And, you know, we're putting the show together, working really hard, late hours, a lot of time into it, invested into this. This is a tough script, but a very important one because of the plot line, you know. Two brothers living in a house, living in an apartment. And they each are co-independent of each other, has a bunch of different storylines.
Yeah.
In regards to their relationship, how they grew up, how they relate to one another, how they're trying to coexist. It relates to the American dream.
Yeah.
And how it can be the big three Carmine setup. You know,
right.
It may look like you have a chance, but they only let you pick right when the man lets you. You know
wow.
what I'm saying? So it's really well written, and delving into this work again for the second time,
it was difficult. This is an interesting note, Eddie. Yeah. You've been in this play now twice, Top Dog Underdog. This is the Nashville Rep version, but you're playing, there are two brothers, Lincoln and Booth, which I'm like, oh, there are layers to this.
Yeah,
obviously.
Right. Yep.
You are now playing the old head, is that right?
Yes, I play the older brother. last time I played the younger brother.
Okay.
And he's a three-card Monty expert, and the younger brother's trying to pull him back in to show him the tricks of the trade because that's what he wants to do. The older brother's content on, living his dream is not living his dream, but living in the workplace being satisfied with it. I don't want to give anything away, but that's what the whole premise is about. It's just the language is great. I mean, Susie Laurie Parks, Suzanne Laurie Parks did an exceptional job of writing this play. It was written almost 20 years ago. It was done on Broadway with Mos Def, Don Cheadle. Originally, was Don Cheadle and Jeffrey Wright.
Wow.
And Jeffrey Wright and Mos Def did it after that on Broadway.
Wow. Yeah, I was looking it up because I was like, Top Dog Underdog, how long has this been around? I was like, 2000. It's like not that old.
Yeah, no.
But it's kind of a modern classic, it seems, because it's revered. I read the synopsis. I was like, whoa, this is amazing. It's heavy.
Yep.
It is intense. When you're going to these places emotionally, is there a cost to you, like, at night when you're done, the next morning when you're waking up? Do you feel it?
You know, I couldn't sleep last night.
Really?
I was exhausted.
Okay.
But I was tired. I couldn't go to bed. I couldn't fall asleep, you know, because it's the places that you visit, it just tosses and turns. So that's why you have to have a process. I have to decompress.
Yeah.
You know, you get some white Hennessy.
Okay. All right.
You know what I mean?
This is different than the playing days,
The playing days is the same. I mean, you got it in too.
Okay.
But drink responsibly. That's all I got to say.
Right. That's right.
But. You know, you got to have that process to decompress, to just let your mind relax because it's heavy. I mean, to try to get the language down is a process. And then to be open for the emotional channels to come through. That's another process, and to get lost in the story is another one. So it's layers to this thing.
Man. Eddie George, I think, Nashville knows you at this point, it seems like, pretty well. You've been here for a minute, but it's just so fun to talk to you again. It's shuffling off now.
Right?
No, please do it. It's like
just
part of the thing. I love
it. It's part of the thing, man.
So Eddie George live with us on Lightning 100. The previews are tonight. The show is open to the public starting February 9th. Jay, that puts us at Saturday.
Right. Previews tonight and tomorrow, actually. And then, it'll be running out at TPAC February 9th through the 24th. Mm-hmm. And you can find out more information. NashvilleRep.org is the website, and that's where you can learn about it and get your tickets over there, too.
Jay is the biggest football fan that I know in the world. You have have some football. That's true, man.
Wow.
He is. You have to have some football questions for Eddie George. Are you game for any football questions?
Absolutely.
You're the best. Right? I remember that from last time. You were just like, yeah, I'll talk about whatever.
Yeah, it doesn't matter to me.
I'm curious, of course, for those that don't know, you should know, but Eddie George won the Heisman Trophy playing at Ohio State. Where do you keep your Heisman Trophy?
Oh, it's at my house.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Is it prominently displayed or just kind of?
Yeah, it is. Okay. My wife makes sure that happens.
Sure.
She's probably more proud of it than I am, you know, but that's where I keep it. You know, some guys, they have it in their closet as a hat holder and all that stuff.
So right. I bet your closet's full of Jordans.
I have some. I got Jordans. I'm a sneakerhead.
You are a sneakerhead. Oh, yeah. I noticed immediately. These look like the Katrina Jordans. They have the red and the blue. Originally, I thought they were Chicago's.
No.
Jordan 3s are my favorite on foot. Is that your favorite on foot, Jordan? It doesn't have to be.
I like the first ones actually.
Oh, yeah. The classics.
Ooh. Yeah, man, I have those as well. Yeah, the ones are great, man.
Eddie George joining us here in studio. Actually, a question that kind of ties the two together. You mentioned, you know, the way to decompress, kind of unwind, has stayed the same. Do you use some of those disciplines that you used in your playing days to help you prepare for acting and doing that kind of stuff?
Yeah, I mean, you know, it's the foundation of everything.
Yeah.
You know, you got to know your plays. You got to know your playbook. You got to know where you got to line up. You got to know what everybody else is doing, the offensive line, receivers, everybody else in the defense. So you got to stay in the playbook. You have to understand what's happening from play to play and how they're defending you. And the same thing holds true on the stage. You got to know your blocking. You got to know your lines.
Head on a swivel, right?
Yeah, you got to keep track of a lot of things that are going on, and you know you can't get distracted. You got to stay focused and locked in. And you know once fatigue sets in, you really got to lock in that much more, and you got to allow your body just to relax, rely on muscle memory. But it's very much the same thing in that regard. You know, you just know the ending of one of a play versus the outcome of a game.
Right. Sure, you do know how the play is going to end, and we will not say anything about that on this particular play.
Right.
Top Dog Underdog, though, go see it to find out how it does end. February 7th and 8th, that's today and tomorrow. That's the preview time. 9th, it's live for everybody. NashvilleRep.org. Get your tickets early. It's running from the 9th through the 24th. All right, Eddie George, so we're talking about theater. Are you a film guy as well? Do you like movies?
Have you
always been a big art guy? Like even when you're coming up, I imagine life was a lot of football as a youngster. Is that right?
Yeah, I play sports. My mom put me in like theater classes early in my life.
Cool.
I hated it.
Oh, you did?
Yeah. You know, every Saturday I wanted to, you know, play football and play basketball, but I'm sitting in, you know, this theater with other kids and leotards, and I'm like, look, this ain't me. I want to put on football pants and pads and play basketball, do something. But I'm glad my mother exposed me to that because, you know, it really served the purpose later on in my life as a lifeline for my next thing in life.
Now, this is a thing I bet you have friends and know folks. Like, professional athletes sometimes – the career is done as such a young person that I imagine that a lot of folks are like, well, what do I do now with like your time? And you got to have a thing you're passionate about. Even if you know, you have all the money in the world, you still got to have something you're passionate about. Am I right?
Yeah. I mean, you do. That's for anybody. Mm-hmm. I mean, if you stop doing what you're doing today, what are you going to do next?
Right.
You know, you got CEOs that are going to the same thing. You have songwriters, you have actors, you have actresses, you have every profession, you know, somebody's going to make a change and you have to realize that that's not your identity. And it's so funny that, you know, in this play, that's kind of the premises behind it.
Yeah.
You know, your identity and going through your past and knowing who you are and just really finding that soul purpose in your life. That's the key to it all. You know what I'm saying? So it's you know, making the transition was very challenging, but you just have to have the perseverance, the fortitude, the faith to move forward and trust that God's going to lead you where he needs you to be.
Wow. Yeah. This is like the concept of self sort of talk. Something I don't know. It's just something I'd like to think about a lot, and it circles my mind, and we're an interesting crew here, so we can talk about these things. but I just think, like, I was listening to, I think it was Alan Watts, and he was talking about, if you're a great piano player, you're the best in the world, and that's your identity. You're like, I'm the best piano player in the world. And then you get old, and you get arthritis, you can't play anymore. Does that mean you lose your value? No, of course not. It's just an interesting thing, and I bet the play does tie into that a lot, like concepts of self-worth. I just, as reading
self-worth,
about it.
Self-worth, choices, what you inherit from your parents. It's very interesting. You know, John Royal, who's the director of this play, really talks about the idea of inheritance, what you inherit from your parents to your children. And that's so important, you know, as a father. You know, you leave an inheritance. Not just in the form of money, but in the form of a blueprint on how to live.
Right. That legacy.
The legacy. Yeah. Because the one thing that you have in this life, you know, is your name. Mm-hmm. That's the most important thing that you have. If you have a good name, it gets you a long way. Mm. You know, I don't care how many Super Bowl rings you win or how many Heisman Trophy trophies you have or gold jackets you may have.
Right.
If you have a tainted name, it doesn't really take you that far.
Right.
You know, so it's very important that you hold on, you polish that name, you keep it, you hold it tight, and you live a life of integrity. You do your best to be on time. You do all the things that you live a life of excellence, and you're not going to be perfect, but, you know, you try to live that way, and it goes a long way. So that's what you have to do.
Strive for perfection and achieve excellence. That's it. Eddie George.
This is Eddie George we're talking to right now. He is in Top Dog Underdog. This is a Nashville rep production. And previous tonight, so Eddie's working. Even though you, Nashville, might be taking it easy right now, he is hustling already.
Yes.
Top Dog Underdog.
Yes.
In previews tonight and tomorrow, starting live February 9th. So that's Saturday, running through the 24th. Get those tickets. NashvilleRep.org, Jay, is where you can get those.
It's all true. Eddie, thank you so much,
man,
for making time.
This is absolutely, joy, man.
You're always welcome. You come back anytime, man.
Thank you, man. We'll chop it up for
sure.
Appreciate it.
But check out Eddie George, Top Dog Underdog. Again, that website, NashvilleRep.org. Big thanks to Eddie George for joining us this morning. As we get back into the tunes now, here's the Revivalists on Lightning 100.